Blog Talk Radio.
Walk up in the club with a lot of girls, hang around my neck like diamonds and pearls. Me and my crew, we gonna rock the house, make your chick turn inside out. Wow, I just can't believe it, tonight's gonna be lots of cheating. No, you can't say I wanna see you leaving, I thought I was bad, but then she beat it. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, 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 hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap. Just like a porn star. A porn star.
To Dollhouse Radio, and without further ado, it's time for the true front to back. Take it away, bitches.
Good evening, all you horny motherfuckers. This is Desiree DeLuca, your host on True Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio, and my sexy co-host Karen Fisher. She's with me tonight.
So
tonight we're going to talk about some porn news, and we'll talk about our past weekends, and we dedicate the show to all our fans. To if you have any questions for me or my co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher, please feel free to call in or email us. Karen?
Yes, we are looking forward to hearing from some of you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, just making sure. Yeah, so hopefully we will hear from some of you tonight.
Yeah, you have to press 1.
Yes, don't forget to press 1.
So real quick, let's talk about this past weekend. Tell them how Exotica was.
So, it was a good show, I thought. It was a little slower, though, than last year. I think part of it had to do with the big day Saturday. There was a big hockey game that night. So, come like 6 o'clock, everybody was at the game rather than at the convention. And I don't know, I didn't really, it was kind of the same old as far as booths go. There was one really, really cool booth, though. They were selling, period underwear, underwear that you wear when you have your period.
Oh.
And it had Shark Week and, Crime Scene and, all these different, funny underwear. So that was kind of interesting. I know you were there, too. What was your take on it?
I wasn't able to do all 3 days. due to my broken toe. But I did make it on Sunday, and it was, you know, Sunday's usually slower. And it is kind of hard when you're in a big city that their hockey team is in the Stanley Cup. So when you're competing against that, so it's kind of hard, you know. That's the game you're referring to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so but, it's kind of hard to compete against the Stanley Cup. I know if I was in a big city and that was my team, I'd definitely be home too. Or watching somewhere.
But it wasn't bad. It wasn't an awful turnout. And I had fun. I didn't go to any of the parties. I really usually never go to any of the parties. I did go, I did hang out with Sarah Day and Alexis Golden. And then I also had a few drinks with, or well, one drink with you. That was fun.
That was fun. It's always fun when we hang out.
It is always fun. Yeah, but there's, I don't know. Oh, go ahead.
No, so you were at Chicago last year, right? Is there any difference? Do you know notice a difference, or?
You know, I feel like it was because I've gone to Exotica the last 2 years, and everybody was saying it's smaller, there's not as many people. But honestly, to me, it seemed pretty much the same. So, I don't know, you know. I felt there was the same amount of exhibitors there, pretty much the same amount of, like, talent, like, and as far as people, maybe it was a teeny bit slower, but I didn't think it was a dramatically smaller crowd, so.
Did you say yes?
Yeah.
What?
Hang on, I missed that. What did you say?
Interview.
Did I interview
Hello?
You?
No, I said that someone, did anybody come up to you and interview you?
You know, I believe two people interviewed me, and this is awful because I don't remember who they were. I don't remember. I suck. So, yeah, but there should be two new interviews. Follow me on Twitter at @sexykarenfisher, and once the interviews are up, I will post them, or the link to them, on my Twitter, and you can listen and find out more about me and about the Exotica convention.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, you know what? I totally forgot what I was going to say. So tonight we have no guests.
No, we don't. We had a cancellation with our guests, but, you know, it's okay. It happens. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I'm just reading now. I got a DM from Housewife Kelly, and she would like to be a guest on our show sometime. So, anyway, something to look forward to. We will have to schedule her. She's really cool. I'm Twittering and talking at the same time. So. Yeah, anything else new going on with you, Miss Desiree? Well, did we lose Desiree?
Yeah, it looks as though she dropped off. It was sounding like she was going to drop off anyway because she was having technical difficulties, but when she comes back, we'll get her back on. So did you enjoy Exotica? Or no? You're not getting off to a good start, not remembering who interviewed you.
I know.
Were you that weak?
You know what? No, actually, I did not. I drank the last night. I drank a lot. But the rest of the convention, I didn't drink at all. Like, I even went, and I bought wine, thinking, okay, you know, I'm going to drink it during the show. But I didn't drink any of it. It was just so hectic, and it was really loud, and all the hullabaloo. I just did not take note of the people's names. It's literally, I don't know if you've ever been.
I mean, you didn't sound like you had a very good time.
I had fun. No, you know what? I actually did have fun. I had fun. It was really cold. It was like freezing, like Antarctica cold, like insanely cold. So that really took away from it. But I had fun. There was lots of, like, interesting people watching. The girls that I worked at the booth with, I worked with Alexis Golden and Carol Fox and Desiree. And I really like all those girls. So that was really fun hanging out with them. And, you know, you meet some interesting fans. You see the other girls you know. I hung out with Sarah J. I saw Sophie B. And the owner of the booth, I signed for Porn Law. He's really cool himself. He's a really smart guy. Good lawyer if you're in the adult business and you need a lawyer. Michael Fattorossi is your man. So I had a good time. There were just a few things. Like, I know it sounds like I'm being a baby saying it was too cold, but it was like literally I felt like I needed a parka. Like, that's how cold it was. And you're wearing, like, you know, you're not wearing a lot of clothes. So it was a lot of times I was like, I can't take it anymore. I have to leave. It's too freaking cold. So that was, like, really took away from it, is that being that cold. Anyway, so I just have a good time.
So even in June, it's cold over there?
It's not, you know, it wasn't so much the weather was cold. Like, once you're out of the convention room, or even out when you're, like, out of our immediate area, I think it's just because the booth that I was at was right underneath the air conditioning vent. So, you know, they just had the AC cranked up way too high because outside, you know, it was kind of rainy, but it was warm. You know, I could walk around without a jacket and be comfortable, but it was just the AC was way too high. Way too high. Yeah.
Now, so are you going to go to the one in my area? Or are you going to go to Edison?
Yes, I am. There's another one in Dallas in August that I'm not going to go to. I already have other plans, but I'm kind of bummed out because I'm really curious to know how that goes and what that's like, and I haven't been to Texas for a long time. But I am planning on going to the Exotica in New Jersey, and I believe it's in November. That was a pretty good show.
Yes, it is.
Year.
It's always right after my birthday. I believe it's my birthday November 4th. I think it's around November 7th, November 9th, you know, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely be, you know, out of that. Still waiting for Desiree to come back. The number 646-595-4038. There's a person in the chat room talking about Exotica, so I'm trying to get that person to call up and tell about their experience. They're telling something.
Yeah, if
call up.
Listening and...
Yeah,
sorry,
if you have any experience, you know, if you have an experience from Exotica, did you see Karen there, Desiree there, and Karen forgot your name? No, I'm just kidding. But if you happen to have seen, if you happen to have seen Karen there, Desiree there, call up and 646-595-4038. So now, wait, I think someone's saying, no, they went to, okay. All right, so they're talking about, I guess, the one in Miami that they had went to.
Okay,
and what about that
one?
One?
I never went to that one. I never went
to that one. Oh,
you
never went
to
the Miami one?
Yeah, I was actually thinking, okay, you know what, I'll go this year, but then they did not have it this year. So I think they kind of discontinued it. From what I understand.
The funny thing is, most porn is based out of L.A. Does L.A. even have one?
There is no Exotica in L.A. I think we have, like, a GlamourCon.
That is so weird.
So if you know, it's tough in L.A. because, I mean, L.A. is a huge city. There's lots of people. But because it is, we're, like, porn's based there. So, you know, you see porn stars at the 7-Eleven with rollers in their hair. You know what I mean? So it's not like Chicago, like where there's, you know, there's no porn stars. That's pretty much the only way you're going to run into one is going to one of those shows. So there just doesn't seem to be the draw in L.A. as there is in the other cities for whatever reason.
Wow. So now here's my question. Since you did say that they, you know, you always see porn stars in L.A., are there porn stars, and we'll include you, you're a porn star, so we'll include you in this. Do porn, maybe because it's so, it just seems to me like stars in general, movie stars, porn stars are like so, you know, overflowing in L.A., like you see them all the time. Do porn stars have security with? I would figure that you guys would need security just as much as celebrities. I would think even more. I'm shocked a lot of times when I see a lot of porn stars like with no security. Why don't you guys have security?
Like, do we need security every day, like walking down the street or at the shows, or what exactly do you mean?
I would assume, okay, let's just, if you're going out on the town or what have you, and there's a, you know, there's guys or there's drunk guys that notice who you are. I mean, I'm sure you get harassed a lot.
You know,
so I mean,
not,
like, when you go out, you don't have security with you. I just find that strange, especially with porn stars. I don't see you guys with security a lot.
Well, first of all, you got to understand, like, okay, we make movies, but we don't make, like, Angelina Jolie money. You know what I mean? So right there,
right.
You know, we can make a living, maybe, you know, pay for a retirement and you know,
right.
Whatever, depending on what spectrum of the scale. But to have, like, a private bodyguard, well, that just doesn't, I mean, I have no idea how much one costs, but I imagine it's pretty expensive. So that's part of the like issue right there. I know Sarah J does have a bodyguard, but honestly, when I go out, I don't really get harassed. And if I did, I would just tell the guy to fuck off. Like, I can stand up for myself. You know what I mean? But I don't go, like,
right.
I don't walk around late at night by myself. Like, I don't do stupid things to put myself in a bad position.
Right.
And that you know, bad things. Those dickheads are going to fuck with any chick. You know what I mean? But I could see me, you know, them seeing me in a movie might make them more obnoxious. But I don't really have a big problem with it, to be honest.
Interesting.
Yeah.
646-595-4038. So you've never had any time. We're going to go to a break and a song. We'll be right back. We'll try to get Desiree on the line. She keeps getting, for whatever reason, she's having technical difficulties. She keeps getting cut off. We're going to go to the Dollhouse announcements, and when we come back, we're going to ask Karen about a time. I know there has to be at least one time, and she's going to have to tell us about it. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Uh-huh.
There has to be one time where some guy got overly obnoxious, and you may have felt as though you felt a little uncomfortable. So we're going to think about that. And when we come back, we're going to get into that with Karen. Also, we're going to find out what Karen likes having done to her during scenes.
All right.
We'll be right back. Dollhouse Radio. It is Truth Front and Back. Karen Fisher and Desiree DeLuca. We'll be right back.
Bye.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest host. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Block daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio, email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's Brian, DollhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Paige, Young Peach, and Mila J. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, yeah, we making love like Usher in the club.
Come on.
Little mama got her eyes on me. We gonna have on a baby in the VIP.
Let's go.
We busting champagne corks in the earth. Shaking up the bottle, throwing bubbles everywhere.
Yes,
all days, party nights, welcome to my world. I'm on the dance floor stepping with a very freaky girl. Pop a champagne like we just won the title. DJ's cutting and going on my finals. Bottle after bottle, drinking like it's no tomorrow. Politicking with a model body looking like a bottle.
Wow.
Posing for the pictures like it's for a magazine. Jimmy Choo pumps with the painted on Jeannie. We gon' make this a night to remember while the record plays. Looking for a secretary, shawty, what's your resume?
Yeah.
I'ma play the full court press, she love the way I ball. Rubbing on the waistline and blamed it on the alcohol.
I got a star struck, 2 hands up in the back of the VIP playing 2 hand touch.
Yeah. Bottle after bottle, it's on. And I'm gone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
Got the champagne, we coppin' Patron. Taking shots till it's gone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
I'm drinking dark liquor tonight. All my liquor is light.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
It's a Kodak moment tonight. We get right.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
Damn, you look good, girl. Back that ass up. Step behind the velvet rope and fill your glass up.
Whoa.
Sip a little bubbly with an eligible bachelor.
Yes.
My future looking bright, taking off like NASA.
Yeah.
Smoking on homegrown, fresh from Nebraska. Left wrist looking like the heart of Alaska. Storybook finished, that's the end of that chapter. Shorty caught in a rapture, in love with a rapper. Show me what you're working with, mommy shaking it fast. Both hands gripping the bottle, I'm doing the dang dash. I'm in the club like 56, getting bit. Shorty want a bad boy like Puffy, but she innocent. Standing on the couch with my shoes on. Whole damn club on fire, getting their groove on. Shorty grinding on me and doing the damn thing. My crew doing the same. Bling, bling, that's a fly guy thing.
Pop the bottle, whap the bottle, it's on. And I'm gone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
Got the champagne, the coffee, Patron. Taking shots till it's gone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
I'm drinking dark liquor tonight. All my liquor is light.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
It's a Kodak moment tonight. We get right.
We gon' party till the lights come on. After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, we making love like Usher in the club. Little mama got her eyes on me. We gon' have on a baby in the VIP.
Let's go.
After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, we making love like Usher in the club. Little mama got her eyes on me. We gon' have on a baby in the VIP.
Let's go.
It's on as big either, but Karen Fish is here. Take it away, Karen.
Hey. I am here. No Desiree?
Desiree is having issues. She keeps calling. She keeps getting booted off. Things are happening. But the show must go on. They have you here, so one half of the Double D Duo is here.
Uh-huh.
Before going to break, I asked you, by the way, people, this is Truth Front and Back with Desiree DeLuca and Karen Fisher. Before going to break, I asked you about at least one time, because you said you don't usually carry gold bodyguards, and you said, you know, you could take care of yourself, which I don't doubt you can take care of yourself. However, let's just be real. If there is a man out there and he wants to overpower you, and he's obnoxious, and he's an average-sized man, you know, he's going to overpower you, whether you can take care of yourself or not. So I want to know, was there a time where you felt maybe not afraid or fearful for your life or anything like that? Was there a time that you can remember that you felt uncomfortable around a fan?
Okay, I never felt, like, seriously, like, scared. I've had a few fans approach me, like, one time I saw this. I usually, generally, when I take a flight, I take an early flight, So it's probably like 5 o'clock in the morning. I had been up since like 4 to get to the airport on time. And he was really kind of a creepy dude. I mean, not that that really matters, but he, you know, we're getting ready to board the plane. I'm tired. I'm cranky. I don't really want to be awake. And he's like, hey, don't you do video shoots? Like, he said it really loud. And I just, like, walked away. I was like, I am not in the mood for this idiot. So that was, like, probably the worst experience. And that wasn't really that bad.
Really?
It was just, you know, annoying. I'm like, you're stupid. And then I had another guy come up. It was always at airports. So I had another guy at the airport come up to me. And he was, like, sweating and shaking and, like, he's like, are you still making movies? And he literally said it like that. Like, his voice was, like, cracking and shaking. And I was so caught off guard and, like, weirded out by his personality that I was just like, no, and I walked off. And then there's been a few other, like, there's somebody who works at the Standard Hotel. One of the bouncers came up to me and was like, hey, I know who you are. I like your stuff. Like, he was cool about it. So we talked and he showed me around, you know, the bar, like, whatever, the little pool area and the bar and the this and the that. So that was a good experience. And then this is literally the only time that any fan has ever approached me. The other two times, one was at the gym when I was sweating my ass off, and he just came up and he was like, oh, I like your movies. And then he walked off. Like, that was the end of the conversation. And then another time, this was probably the most embarrassing time, is when I was sick. I was really sick. I had been in bed, like, sweating all day for, like, a few days, and there was no juice left, nobody to go to the store for me, so I'm like, shit, I got to get out of bed and, you know, get some soup and some juice and some this and this. So, anyways, I roll out of bed. I'm literally wearing my pajamas. My hair is, like, a bird's nest. I'm not wearing makeup. I look like shit because I don't feel good, and, you know, I'm wearing my pajamas and my hair is like a bird's nest. And this guy comes up to me, he's like, oh, I just want you to know I love your movies. And I was like, oh, my God. It was embarrassing just because, like, I couldn't even believe, like, he knew it was me. I'm like, do I look that bad in my videos where people would recognize me in this state? So that was the most embarrassing time. But I've never had a super bad experience. There's just a few times where I was, like, it was awkward.
Wow,
yeah.
I went to, this is Truth Front and Back, Desiree DeLuca and Karen Fisher. We're trying to get Desiree back on. I don't know why I find it so weird, but I would think that, I don't know, I mean, I guess I'm happy that it doesn't happen to girls a lot, but I just wonder, like, why? Like, I would think that you girls would get harassed more than celebrities, you know, because a lot of celebrities you don't see nude, you don't see them having sex, you know, a lot of them, if it is, it's like a simulated sex scene, what have you, and then there's, you know, much more guys beat off to porn stars than they do, like, you know, Angelina Jolie, you know what I mean? So,
I don't know about that. I think a lot of guys beat off to her. Anyway,
I think a lot of guys do, but you know, you must see them beating off to a porn star. Here's a question that I would think: do you think that it is because I'm gonna be honest? There's a lot of porn stars that, if they walk past me with no clothes on, I would know them more than if I see them in the street.
Really.
So, like, I know bodies much better than I know faces. So it's like, perfect example. Let's see. Okay. Well, maybe not Gianna Mike, because Gianna looks different. You know, she's tall. You know, I would know her anywhere. But let's just take, you know, a porn star like Alexis Texas, right?
Okay.
If Alexis Texas passed by me with clothes on, I wouldn't know her if she kicked me in the stomach. Okay. But if she walked past me with no clothes on, I would recognize her booty. You know what I mean? So I think that a lot of guys don't really, unless you just look totally, you got a totally different look, like, you know, guys know what Sarah J looks like, you know, you know Sarah J, you know Misty Stone, you know, but like, you know, let's just say like Tegan Presley, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a real big Tegan Presley, but if Tegan Presley, you know, put a baseball cap on and like put a ponytail out the back of the hat and walk to the store, I'm not going to know that that's Tegan Presley if she passes by me. I mean, so
yeah.
I think that might be one of the issues, that they really don't recognize them, because there ain't no way in hell that, you know, I know guys that are obsessed with porn stars. Obsessed. It just shocks me. I'm happy that nothing's ever happened to you, but it just shocks me. I'm walking around Exotica like, these girls need to stop being so loosey goosey. They better get them a damn security guard or some. You know what? You mentioned about the amount or the price or whatever. I'm telling you, you're a porn star. The girls do not realize how much power you have. You're a porn star. There's guys that will be your bodyguard for the day for free. Trust
yes,
me.
You got to remember, some of those guys are probably really annoying, you know, maybe worse than the people they're supposed to, quote, protect you from. So that's something to think about as well. There definitely is. I've never ever had a serious problem. So I just don't spend a lot of time worrying about it for whatever reason. As far as like seeing like Alexis Texas, when you said Alexis Texas, I'm like, you would see her ass no matter what she was wearing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. I would see an ass, but to me, I would think she's just another new age white chick with a big ass. Meaning, like,
yeah.
I wouldn't be able to say, hey, that's Alexis Texas. You know what I mean? Like, no more different than I'd be able to pick out. You know, like, that's like Melanie Monroe and what's the other blonde? Taylor Austin. Okay, if Melanie Monroe
Taylor.
And Taylor Austin was both walking down the street, if I probably wouldn't be able to tell which one is which. I wouldn't be able to tell.
Really?
Who.
Well, that's why you've not seen them in person, because Austin Taylor is about 4 feet tall.
Austin Taylor. Yes, I've seen her. I've met her.
Like 5'8". Okay.
Right. So, but I met them both in person. But what I'm saying is, it's you know, me personally, I might know them only because of the size difference. But when girls, I'm telling you, like, when you're in film or when you're on film, you know, especially guys, they're too busy beating off. They don't know how tall y'all are. Like, guys probably don't know that you're tall. I mean, because, you know, when you're on film, everyone looks the same damn size, especially if you're laying down. Like, just like, take all these rappers. Probably like 90% of these rappers are like 5 feet. But you can't tell that on TV.
That's true. A lot of celebrities in general are really short. Yeah.
Oh, short, right?
A lot of them that I've seen in person, I'm like, you're short. Yeah.
Right. Like, you would never know that people, like, you know, guys look tall, you know, on TV. Like when you first saw the show, you know, if you had never seen it, like if you see like T.I. on the reality show, like did you see him in person, you're like, what? Like this dude, or like Floyd Mayweather, like is a professional boxer, he beats people up. You see him in person, like, this is the guy that's beating people up. Like when you see them in person, he's like 130 pounds, he's like 5'6". And you're like, this is a professional boxer? So, like, the TV throws people off. I don't know how to, and if I'd never stood next to Austin or to Melanie, I wouldn't know their height. I mean, I couldn't tell. So I think that plays a part in it, too. But let me tell you something. If they knew, I'm sure you've had fans come up to you and say, so of course they know who you are, but random people, if they, trust me, you'd have much more stalkers if they knew, you know, oh my God, you know, it's a porn star. And then once they realize you're a porn star, then I think that's when they really start realizing who the person is.
I think, too, though, part of it is maybe a lot of people, maybe they know that you are a porn star, but they're just not, you know, going to have the balls to just come up and say something. Like, I get a lot of people, and I
that's true,
like,
too.
They're looking at me, and I think they probably know, but they don't come up and say anything just because it's, like, an awkward thing. And, you know, depending on the situation, I'm not always putting out the vibe like, hey, I want to talk to everyone. So that may be
right.
another reason to, you know, yeah. But I very...
Look, all right,
very
we got
yeah.
Okay, we got a couple of people on the line. 646-595-4038. Let's go to 352 area code. You're on Truth Front and Back with Karen Fisher.
Hello there.
Hello.
Karen
Hello.
Fisher. Just wanted to welcome you and Desiree, even though she's not on the phone right now, to the Dollhouse family.
Thank you.
From when they devoted fans of Dollhouse Radio, Joseph Tanner.
Joseph Tanner, one of our premier Dollhouse listeners. He works the chat room for me a lot when I'm overcrowded with things. He comes on my show and would work the chat room without me even asking him, and he listens to all the shows. Very
awesome.
Devoted Dollhouse follower. Now, this is the first time you've called up Truth Front and Back, Joseph. I've never heard you call us up.
Yeah, it's the first time.
Well, yes, it is the first time I started listening to it when I found out that India Morrell was going to be your guest co-host, who I would love to hear again on your show.
Big India fan.
Yeah, I was going to say you must be a big India fan. Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
In fact, she, a lot of Evans, Sierra, Lola Lane. You and Desiree are all number one in my book.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. That's very
guy.
Sweet of you.
That's a great guy.
Yeah,
thank you
for calling.
Joseph, so now do you have anything specific you want to ask Karen? Doesn't she sound lovely and sexy on the phone?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know Seven Hollywood's already asked you about the stalker thing. If you don't wish to have any bodyguards, that's okay, but it never hurts to have a little protection.
Yeah, you know, like I said, though, I don't, like, I'm always usually with people, so I guess that's my bodyguard, so I don't have, like, an official bodyguard, but I'm usually, like, with people, so I'm not really alone. That's probably another reason why people don't really approach me, because I'm with, like, not a huge, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm always... usually with people. Yeah, so that, you know, that's a little more intimidating for somebody to come up.
Right.
And, you know, and I don't think everybody who's approached me, like, if they do approach me, it's not like I think anybody who approaches me is obnoxious. It just depends, one, on the situation. Like, if I was with my mom or something, don't approach me. If you approach me, I will be pissed. But others, like, if I'm not, you know, with a remote family, you know, like if my family members or something like that, or then I don't mind as long as you just don't act like an asshole. And it's only, no one's ever been mean. It's just a few times they've been, like, it's just been really awkward.
Right.
So I guess it really came down to it, and I felt like I had a serious stalker, I would get a bodyguard, but I don't really have that problem at the moment. I did have a guy for a long time who would write me emails. In a movie that I did with Shane Diesel, the first movie I did, I licked his ass, right? Which isn't normally, it's not really my thing, but whatever, it happened. It was cool at the time. And he would write me, like, literally, like, every day asking me what it was like. I'm not married, first of all, but this guy insisted that I was married, that what did my husband think of it? I should go to counseling to get professional help and have I become, I don't know. It's been a while since I've gotten emails. He would write me, like, at least once a week for, like, a year. So that was the first, like, the closest I had to, like, an actual stalker. And that was just, like, emails. I responded once saying, you know, I'm not married and whatever, answering some of his questions. And then when he just kept on, I'm like, this guy's ridiculous. So I just quit answering, and then he went away. Yeah.
646-595-4038. I got a couple of other callers. Cameron, what is your, we asked Kendra Luft this a couple of weeks ago, what's your favorite thing to have done to you that people may not know during your scenes, having sex in your scenes?
You know, it does vary depending on my mood, but I like a slow, like, warm-up. Like, I really like the way that girlfriend films shoot because they have, like, it's like a slow build-up, you know, like lots of kissing, lots of touching. Women like foreplay. Like, if a guy is just like, okay, I start sucking his dick and then he sticks it in, well, maybe it can be fun. But it's more erotic if there's, like, a build-up. Get me excited first. Don't just, like, stick your dick in my mouth and then stick it in my pussy. You know, warm me up. So I like, I really like that. I like sensual, like, lots of touching, lots of kissing, a build-up. Don't just go right into it. Let yourself, like,
really
want it, if that makes sense. Yeah, I like that. That's probably my favorite. As long as the guy has good breath. I once had a guy who liked to kiss, but I shot with, and he had the worst breath. It was like cat food breath, and he kept trying to kiss me, and I was like, oh my god, I can't take this anymore.
Oh,
and now
man.
I always bring gum
on the
with
set
me
with
instead.
Bad breath.
Yeah, so now I just always bring gum just in case I can be like, here, knock yourself out. Yeah.
646-595-4038. 405 area code. Join Truth Front and Back with Karen Fisher.
Hello, this is Greg.
Hey,
Greg. What's happening, partner?
Not a man. Having fun. Just happened to see two retweets from James and Dollhouse, and it's like,
yay.
Oh, that's an interesting question. Non-porn stars that you would actually be attracted to, or some similar to that line.
Right. Oh, non-porn star that you would like to see, you would like to see in porn.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Can I tell mine first? Sorry, I know you're the caller. But
yes, go ahead.
I would say this would be who I would work with is The
right.
Rock. I would love to get it on. He is so hot, and I saw him in an interview, and he's really sweet and humble. He would be my choice of, like, yeah, if I could do anyone, it would be The Rock. So what's yours?
What about Vin Diesel?
You know, Vin Diesel doesn't do it. He's a good-looking guy, but he just, like, he's not, like, I'm not blown away by his hotness. And also, I know a lot of people who've met him personally, and they say he's kind of a dick. And that's a turnoff to me. I don't really like mean people.
Yep.
Greg, what about you, Greg? If there was a female that is not in porn that you would love to see doing porn, who would it be?
I would put it this way. In all three of them, in their heyday, the first one is Sophia Loren.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
So
in the heyday, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's
that
still
would be
hot,
amazing.
But,
oh,
yeah.
She's still hot. And also a fiery redhead, Maureen O'Hara.
Wow, you putting the Maureen O'Hara in her heyday.
Oh,
I'm
going
to have to look her up. I'm going to have to Google her.
Maureen
O'Hara. And who's your third?
Charo.
Charo. Great. Hoochie Coochie. The Hoochie Coochie lady. Charo. If you don't know who Charo is.
Yes.
Remember Charo.
You know what?
She was like Shakira before there was a Shakira.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, she had a really nice figure. And she's wild. Like, she seemed like she'd be, good.
Yeah,
no,
that
good
is a very neat one.
From what I understand recently, past day or two, Charo is actually doing a South American tour.
Really?
This year.
Wow, she's still at it.
And
that's
still, and she can still move. I saw her, like, maybe 2 years ago. I was on YouTube, and somehow or another, I think I was looking at, like, Shakira stuff, and then Charo came up. And I said, oh, shit, Charo's still doing it.
Damn, good for her. Those are some good choices.
Yeah,
very
those
good.
Are really
yeah.
good, Greg. Really good stuff, man. We appreciate you calling in. Greg's another loyal listener. We got all our loyal listeners today. 347, area code, you're on Two Front and Back with Karen Fisher.
Yo, what's up, man? Am I counted amongst one of the loyal listeners?
Of course.
Hell yeah, man. Because I've been listening
what's
since
up, brother?
2011, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You know what I mean? That was a while ago. There's a couple of things that I wanted to weigh in. First of all, listen, as far as – I would put up a good point as far as protection and security guards. I think that not to beat a dead horse, sort of go to re over it. The thing about it is this. Karen says that, listen, we don't make this amount of money, which is supposed to be – well, we don't have this level of fame. But here's the issue with that. Like, I think about this. Like, Twitter trolls, right? What I'm thinking is, like, if a Twitter troll could be there right then and there, like, that doesn't present any danger, especially to whereas what you do, you're not just doing actual Hollywood movies. You're seen in the real sexualized light and explicit scenes. It's these people, this whatever these men is. It doesn't cause any concern where they interact with you and I'm saying, oh, shit, look, it's Karen Fisher. I'm about to try to see if I can fuck. These people that got,
right.
They have... Like, I mean, they don't, like, I mean, like, think about how abusive a troll can be. Now, if that person is right there in front of you, Karen, that doesn't think, you know what, maybe I might need to invest. Because safety, you want to be safe, though, Karen.
No, I hear what you're saying. And like I said, I mean, I've had my own website for 14 years. That's a long time. Before that, I was a dancer. I've never, ever, ever had a problem.
Wow.
I don't put myself in bad positions. So, like I said, I'm not out wandering the streets by myself late. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just don't do stupid, like, I don't do unsafe things. I guess I could get a bodyguard, but one, since there's never been a problem, that seems kind of overkill. And two, I live a pretty much normal life. And to have some, bodyguard sitting around all the time would be just a little bit weird to me,
I understand.
We don't need to have a night watchman. Maybe just, if you go,
and actually,
if you go out to, Spence or Exotica.
I do live in a gated community. There is a security guard, and I have a gun and an alarm. So,
Darren,
don't
want no bodyguard, boy.
All right, I feel you. Can I drop my three, though? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, of course.
All right. Because they'll be all mixing up with everybody, because Dollhouse Radio has a plethora of talented actresses, both past and present. You know what I'm saying? I would love to see them interact with Karen and Sierra Devi and Lola Lane, all that type of shit. All right, coming in at number three. All right, number three, perhaps, be what I'm telling you, who I see is going to be based off of who they are, not based off of how they look, because of think about what their image is. Coming in at number three. Do you know who Wendy Williams is?
Everything
on her is
she's a talk show host. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything on her is fake. But I'm saying, I'm curious what her boobs would look like covered in semen and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you just shut the fuck up. Like, I mean, my
right.
mind went there.
You probably saying? Have to ask. You probably got to ask Eric Sermon, or who's it? She, matter of fact, she was messing with two Erics. Eric Sermon. There's
Eric
another Sinead? Eric rapper. No, it's another rapper. I think it's two Erics.
Eric B. Not.
Eric B. Yes.
What? You're lying.
Man.
Don't break my
Eric
heart
B.
like that.
Eric
B.
That's
wouldn't
it.
Stoop
yes,
that low.
Eric B. Eric
Aww.
B. was hitting that, and then Eric Sermon laid on. And from what
God,
they said,
yeah.
it was good money. Now I do believe that was before the boob implants. I believe
okay.
that was before the boob implants. But from what they said, from what I heard Eric Sermon say, that was good money. So that's an interesting pick. What's your second one?
All right, come in number two, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how porn is real diverse and some stuff like that, you know what I mean? I'm curious, what jumped into my brain is Ellen DeGeneres. I don't know why she keeps saying in my brain. Because
really?
She's so
Ellen DeGeneres. I'm so surprised. I really like
you
Ellen DeGeneres, but I've never thought about her having sex or about her naked.
Exactly. That's the whole point. But actually,
I would be curious,
right.
though, now that you mention it.
That's my number two. Number one, yeah, probably might not recognize too personally, but there's this other girl on Dahas Radio who I really feel like is bad. This girl who I want to see do porn, her name is Ariel Good.
Ariel Good? Yo, man, I can't even get Ari to admit that she gives blowjobs. I said, that's
she
why
said
I did.
That she
that's
don't suck dick. Matter of fact, a long
that's
time ago,
she
that's
said.
What she was saying. Yes.
Yeah, that's and she's still staying with it. She stays with the same thing. She says she does not suck dick.
Wow.
So I said, so you must not have no man then. Oh man, that's what she says. She said that's her story. And she's sticking with it.
Think about Ari in the most explicit sexual context ever.
Wouldn't that be incredible? Ari Good,
hell
from
yeah.
Dollhouse Radio.
Yo,
TV talking mad shit on the air.
Matter of fact, I wrote a song about Ari in India, about doing a threesome with him. It's actually on one of the shows and shit. You know what I'm saying? She could tell you about that shit.
I gotta get that
nice.
I can play it next week.
Word. I'm going to ask about it. But thanks for letting me on, man. This is a pretty interesting conversation.
No problem, man.
Nice
yo, I appreciate you every week, brother.
Yeah,
thank you for calling.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, Chris, he's a big listener. Great list, too. Real quick, 321's been holding on. 312 been holding on a while. He actually has a question for Karen. 312, you're on The Truth Front and Back with Karen Fisher.
Hello, 312.
Yes, how we doing? I was just at Exotica,
good.
And I talked to you on Saturday. I don't know if you remember or not.
Yes, I recognize your voice. You were with Mark. What's that guy's name? I totally spaced it. Marcus. You know who you're
yes.
talking
Mr.
about, right?
Mr.
Yeah. Marcus. Oh, my gosh. Here I am. Marcus, what's his name? Mr. Marcus.
Yes.
So I was actually, so I don't know Mr. Marcus. I've never met Mr. Marcus. Of course I
really?
Know who he is. I never have. But, you know, everybody knows who he is just because of, like, the whole syphilis thing. And so I was really actually shocked. Like, he had a booth there. Just, anyways, but you were very nice. It was nice to hear from you again.
Yes, I
Karen,
was.
You picked, Karen, that's very huge. Impressive, Karen. You picked up his voice that quickly.
Yeah,
yes,
I
did.
Recognize his voice. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I guess I was actually kind of nice, huh?
Yeah. So what's going on?
Well, I've been listening to Indaya for years because I know her from the old days.
Okay, cool.
Marcus and I were back in 96, so she was around already then. And she retired a few years after. But too many people call her India. Which I know she's like all the time.
Yeah,
but in day, yeah. Yes. And I've met a couple of people from some of the listeners here in
mm-hmm.
Chicago. So there's one, Pharaoh.
Okay.
I don't know if he's been on lately or not, but
and
I've
who
met
was
him
that?
In the chat room.
Ooh,
but he's
I
from Chicago.
Oh,
okay.
Cool.
But yeah. Somebody pulled the fire alarm in the convention hall Saturday, and we all had
wow.
to evacuate.
Yeah.
They pulled
the fire alarm. Someone pulled a fire alarm. What is wrong with these people?
Yeah, some idiot. I heard about that. I was actually not there for that. But, yeah, I heard that there was somebody pulled a fire alarm. Somebody told me that's why they had the AC so high. I was like, what does the AC have to do with somebody pulling the fire alarm?
Well,
I don't know.
What happened is somebody said that there was a mechanical problem and they started smoking one of the ACs.
Okay, now Karen said that it was all right or what have you. I could tell from Karen's reaction she didn't have the greatest of times. How was Exotica to you?
Well, Friday was just phenomenal. I mean, well, of course, us guys like all the women coming in, so Friday was ladies' night, so it's free.
Yeah, ladies' night.
It was wonderful.
Yeah,
and so many couples that came in that were into the swinging lifestyle because they had what they called swing exotica also.
Right.
And that's for couples only. You couldn't get into the room without being with a couple. So, I mean, the stuff that they had, like the dungeon, they had a lady named Mistress C that has been there for years that they totally cut out this year, which really upset us.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
this one wasn't as good as the other ones, huh?
No. I mean, in some aspects it was okay, but other aspects, I mean, management's tough to deal with, but the people, meeting the people, meeting the fans, I mean, it's a great experience. There was a newer girl named Skylar Nicole. It had ended up getting kicked out of Exotica by management because one of the fans was being unruly. And she told the fan, you're being rude and stuff. Get the hell out.
Wow.
They kicked her out for that on Sunday.
Yeah, that's going to be us. Yeah, that's going to be us.
There's a lot.
I have to. So now really quickly.
Mr. Marcus is not famous for that, though.
Mr. Marcus?
He's famous for the Superhead, yeah.
He brought Superhead on to he was the one who actually got the, and I don't think she ever did another scene. He actually was the only one, I believe, that did a scene with her in porn. Really quickly, before we go, and we appreciate you calling, if you had one chance, you had one shot, Jasmine Cashmere or Misty Stone, who are you taking?
Oh, well, since I know both of them already, and Nikki or Jasmine Cashmere is here in Joliet, I'd have to go with Misty. Even though when I texted her the last time, she didn't remember who I was. But,
Misty?
Yes. I hit her on Twitter, and she says, of course I know who you are.
Right. If I see Misty an hour from now, an hour, and then I text her an hour later, she probably won't remember. She's probably high.
Well, I did. Marcus and I were in a room Friday night and Saturday, and Saturday she went to Cherokee's party.
So you went to the party.
Okay, yeah, for you. Party.
Yeah, Exotica paid for our party on Friday.
Oh, okay. So,
they bought us bottles and everything.
Well, thanks, bro. So, see, that's the best part. If you can get somebody to pay for your party, that's the best type of parties. Karen, you held it down. We wasn't able to get Desiree back. She did have issues. She'll definitely be back next week. We want to thank everybody for all the callers. And come back next week, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Misty Stone will be the guest
Misty
on
Stone.
Two Front to Back next week. Miss Misty Stone. So make sure you check her out. She'll be on at midnight next week. And Karen, I want to thank you for holding it down for Desiree.
Thank you for helping me.
Not that you needed it. So we just came on here and wanted to answer some questions.
No, I did need it. I did need it.
So next week, once again, remember, it is Misty Stone at midnight. We want to thank Dollhouse Radio and Dea Morrell. Thanks to Desiree for continuously trying to get back on the line. And follow Karen Fisher at Sexy Karen Fisher Awesome.
And yeah, check out
Sexy Karen Fisher on Twitter. Right?
And check out my website, sexykarenxxx.com.
SexyKarenXXX.com. We'll be back next week. Desiree is at Boobzilla XXX. I'll be back next week, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. See you later.
See ya. Have a good night. Bye.
This is Zendaya Morrell, and you're tuned into Dollhouse Radio. And without further ado, it's time for the true front to back. Take it away, bitches.